I'm going to turn it over to John Nola to do the introduction.
Good morning. Thank you for coming. And probably during the day, a lot of people coming and going. We anticipate, as you can see, that this is going to be true workshop environment. We're going to have to be flexible to adjust to the WebEx and to accommodating people on the phone and to being flexible here in the room as we work through the day. But appreciate you coming to the third SOCOP workshop. And okay, first of all, I'd like to thank USGS for hosting the meeting and for providing the WebEx and other capabilities that will be here in the room. And also thank Ontolog for providing a dial-in number. And just so you're aware, Ontolog is going to be recording the proceedings this morning, and the audio will be available at some point in the future. I'm not sure exactly what the time frame will be for that, but not too distant future, along with the slides that are used in the presentations today. So all that will be available at the SOCOP workshop, the SOCOP wiki. And if you have questions about that, see Gary, and he can help you. As I said, this is the third annual workshop for SOCOP, and what we wanted to do today is to focus on some of the current future development, implementation, and uses of spatial semantics ontologies, and really try to focus and start to bring our focus onto abilities can be used in meeting organizational mission and program needs. One of the questions that we've tried to deal with over time is, what is the value of semantics and ontologies? Because I know a lot of agencies and organizations still, as they try to deal with how they incorporate them into their technology environment, how are they really going to be of value and benefit to them? So hopefully this year we can make some continued progress, how they can use these capabilities in their work activities. SOCOP has been in existence for a couple of years, actually about 4 or 5 years now, and it's totally a member organization. Not at this point sponsored or beholden to any one particular organization, but it's made up of our members, and we invite any of you who have not been participating to participate as we go forward from this point in time. But what we're trying to do is foster increased collaboration, look at ways in which we can participate in and support the use of open standards and help drive towards the place that we all want to be with increased interoperability, and to work with other organizations, OGC, ISO, Insights L1, W3C, any other organizations and agencies that are interested in the use of semantics and ontologies. So our agenda for today, and if you haven't gotten a copy of the agenda and you would like a paper copy, have some here, and let me just pass those around so you can kind of follow where we are as we go through the day. I won't run through the agenda, but just note that we have scheduled a 3 o'clock wrap-up time. Hopefully we can meet that, but we don't have to be out of the room at 3 o'clock. We can stay a little longer than that. So if we have discussions that are of interest to people and want to stay here and kind of keep the discussion going, we can do that for a little while after. And also one of the things that Gary suggested, if people are interested, is maybe just trying to set up a spontaneous happy hour somewhere, in the immediate vicinity after we're done today. Again, totally voluntary and totally what fits in with your particular schedule, whether you have to try to deal with rush hour traffic or catch a flight or anything like that. We do have the afternoon roundtable discussions that we want to have to try to take some topics forward. So far we've got about 4 topics that have been proposed and that we're looking at least right now is the roundtable discussions, one on land use classification harmonization, second one on vocabularies, third one on what do we want to do in 2011 regarding the development, continued progress on a SOCOP demonstration, and then a fourth one looking at standards and a reference framework for semantics and ontologies in the geospatial domain. But that doesn't mean that's the only ones that we necessarily should have, or that we have to have those four. We have the room available for six breakout discussions if we want to do that, so we can come back before we break for lunch and just settle on which discussions we want to have this afternoon. What we're looking at is having two at a time, or about a 45-minute time period for the first round of discussions, and then a second 45-minute time period for the second round of discussions, so you can go to two of them this afternoon. So again, we'll come back to that. And that ends it for the slides that I had for the wrap-up.